This announcement by the Department of Social Protection basically flies in the face of what the working group's work, and sets out to undermine it at the very start, where part of the working group's recommendation was that they would look at how the social welfare contract can be maintained within the post office network. And now we see the department writing out to people on job seekers asking them to move over to electronic payment.
The government will argue that the job seekers are being given a choice. You're saying this isn't so much a choice. This is, at the very least, a twisting of the arm.
The letter that has gone out is asking people to move over to electronic transfer, and they're not left with much option in terms of the letter that has been issued, and it's basically saying that they should fill in the form and send it back to them so that they can change them over. And it doesn't actually say anywhere that they can actually stay with the post office if they prefer, and that is the problem. And the social welfare contract makes up so much of the post office's business, particularly rural post offices, and will completely undermine their future viability.
The government's argue is that many post offices, particularly in rural areas, are taking up the slack left by banks that are closing rural branches. And from that point of view, the government may argue it'll balance out. You don't see it like that?
No, it won't happen like that, because the problem is that the government has, along with us, has been dragging its heels on establishing the basic payment account through the post office network, which was a recommendation on the Department of Finance report 5 years ago on financial inclusion. And 5 years down the road, the government has done nothing to actually make this a reality for people who have to use the post offices. So they are ultimately pushing people towards the banks, and that seems to be the clear policy decision of the department in this case.
We know that both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are courting the independent sector. Many of your colleagues been approached by them. We understand you have been approached by them yourself, but you have made it clear you won't be supporting either party in government. In terms of the demands independents are making, is this an opportunity for your colleagues to start putting the post office front and centre in their discussions?
Well, like, according to what the parties are saying, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are saying that they want to protect rural Ireland and implement policies that will actually maintain services in rural Ireland. But yet, on the other hand, we see them continuing on to undermine services. So, you know, so it has to call into question their integrity and their intent in terms of discussions with independents and smaller parties, because it shows clearly from this decision that they intend to continue on with the undermining of the post office network, and that they're, you know, so you have to test their bona fides, and I think in this case they've clearly failed.